Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do apologize to the listeners on tonight. We had some technical difficulties, but thank God that they worked it out. So we are now with you live once again. So we just give God glory, honor, and praise for it. So as we always do, I'm asking listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Minister Sharon Rambis as he gets ready to bring forth God's word once again on tonight. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, if in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, it is in his name that we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that you're not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a promise keeper. So we give you glory, honor, and praise for that in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. Myself and my guest, Minister Saron Rambis, and every listener, and our entire families, and all those that are in the body of Jesus Christ, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, so that our work for you will not on earth will not be in vain, and that way we can move forward and complete and fulfill our God purpose that you have ordained for us before the foundation of the world. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you are moved by your Spirit, comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, those that are thinking about committing suicide, those that are dealing with PTSD orders, all those that are sick in their minds, bodies, and spirits all over the land. You know who they are and where they are. You know how to reach them. We know that you're still working miracle signs and wonders even on today. So touch, heal, and deliver as only you can is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And also, Heavenly Father, we ask and pray that you will move by your Spirit as your work goes forth, that you would touch the hearts and minds of those that may be listening. Should they not be saved in the name of Jesus, we pray that something will be said that will prick their hearts. They will be able to open their own mouth, even on tonight, after hearing your word, and confess their sins, and ask your Son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them is our prayer in Jesus' name. Help us, Heavenly Father, to decrease so that you may increase in us, because we know that it's not about us, it's about you, that you be glorified on tonight. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise, and we ask that you will continue to bless each listener, grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, in a form of a question, does your life line up with God's word and will? Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes in the form of a question. Does your life, it's personal, does your life line up with God's word and will? I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassador-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. And remember, I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I'm not going to do a music break because of the time delay. And we just thank God again, we are on the air live. And we thank God that we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan. And right now, I'm going to yield the mic to Minister Saron Rambis. He's going to get ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. And I pray that you have your Bibles, pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along. And after he concludes with his message on tonight, you do not want to hang up your phone. You do not want to go off the internet. You want to be blessed by his closing song. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, by the West Angeles Church of God in Christ Mass Choir. So right now, I yield the mic to you, Minister Saron Rambis.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for this preaching opportunity. Thank God for you, Brother James, sharing this platform so that your people can be encouraged through the word. And so we thank God for you tonight. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And so we're glad that although we might have experienced some technical issues, we're so glad that just like our world, no matter what's going on, we serve a God that's bigger and stronger and more than able. So even our God can solve the technological issues that we face in life. So there is a word from the Lord tonight, and it's found in the New Testament. It's found in 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter, verses 13 and 14. Once again, a word for tonight can be found in 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 through 14. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being so good to us, for you have been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Lord, you blessed us with your grace and mercy and love and kindness, and even wrapped your loving arms of compassion around us. And for that, we say thank you. Lord, we ask that you will forgive us of our sins, everything that we said and done that was not like you, Lord. We ask that you would clean us and purge us with hyssop. Wash us clean, whiter than snow. We know that that's the effects of being washed in your blood. And so, Lord, we thank you today. Now, as this word go forth, we ask that it would encourage your people, empower your people to want to run on a little further. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. And once again, our word for tonight is found in 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And I'll be reading out of the Common English Version. And it reads, "Stay awake, stand firm in your faith, be brave, be strong. Everything should be done in love. The grass may wither and the flower may fade, but the word of God shall stand forever." And I'd like to tag this text for this evening, "Stay woke." Stay woke. I know it's not proper English, but it's a timely message. Stay woke. And so staying woke in today's society, it means more than just keeping your eyes open and or not being asleep. It means to be conscious and aware of the things that's going on around you, politically, socially. It means to be aware of the injustices that people are suffering. And so if there ever been a time in our history, if there ever been a time as us being believers, now is the time that we need to stay woke. And so with the alternative facts and with the fake news and all that's going on with the smoke screens, we need to be able, and we have the need to stay woke, because we need to be conscious of what's going on around us. We need to have our eye on the real thing. We don't need to get sidetracked and hoodwinked and bamboozled. So we as people of God need to stay woke. And one way to stay woke is to keep your heart and your mind stayed on Jesus. Yeah, we don't sing it too much anymore. My grandparents used to sing a song, "I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus." And there's another verse that says, "It ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus." Walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. And so if we're going to stay woke, during these tumultuous times, during these trying times, during these crazy and unsettling times, we need to stay woke and stay woke and stay in tune. With our mind stayed on Jesus. And so as we look at our text for this evening, Apostle Paul was encouraging the church at Corinth to stay woke. See, he couldn't get to them, and he wanted to send Apollos, he wanted to send Timothy, but they couldn't get there neither. So he gave them some instructions. He gave them some tools to keep them until the person he was sending to them got there. And so I don't know about you, but I'm waiting on somebody to get here. I'm waiting on somebody to return. But unlike the church at Corinth, I'm not waiting on Apostle Paul. I'm not waiting on Apollos. I'm not waiting on Timothy. But I'm waiting on the Lord Jesus Christ to return, because he said he would. He said that he would come back again. And so I'm waiting on Jesus. And so let's look and see what Apostle Paul told the church of Corinth. And then maybe this, what he told them, will be able to help us stay woke until Jesus returns. And so as we look at the text, the first thing that he instructs them to do, and it's still applicable to us today, the first thing he tells them to do is to watch. Watch. Watch for opportunities to do good. Watch for how we love each other. Watch. Watch for evil. Because Jesus told the disciples in Matthew 26:41, he says, watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch sin. Watch pride. We ought to watch arrogance. Watch sexual immorality. We need to be on guard. We need to be ready at all times. We need to be sober. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so we must be alert. We must stay woke. We must pay attention to our surroundings. We must know what time it is. And so not only do we need to watch, but we need a watch. We need to know the time. Ephesians 5:16 tells us to make the best use of the time, because the days are evil. So that just wasn't true back in Paul times, but it's true today. The days are evil, and you know, you heard this saying before, idle mind is the devil's workshop. So we have to stay woke. It's like the devil is always trying to sneak attack us. And so I know we're familiar with the movie Blindside. And so that left tackle position is typically manned by the biggest, the strongest tackle, because that's the quarterback's blind side if he's a right-hand throwing quarterback. So that tackle position, that left tackle position, is of great importance to the quarterback. And so we must always be alert, because the devil is always trying to blitz. He's always trying to deceive us. And because the Bible says that he comes to destroy us. He comes to try to kill us. And so, people of God, we have to stay woke. And so the next thing that's going to aid us in staying woke is we have to stand. Yes, stand fast in the faith. And so Paul told the believers to stand firm and stand fast. In other parts of scripture, and here he once again mandates the people at the church of Corinth to stand fast in the faith. And so stand fast means to stand firm, to hold one's ground, to maintain your position, to be steadfast, to stand upright. And so what is interesting is that Paul knows that difficult times will come. Paul knows that it will be difficult to stand. And if we had to count on our strength to stand. But you notice that Paul says stand fast in faith. And so it's in faith, in the faith, that draws the question, what do you mean by in the faith? And in the faith, to simply be replaced, stand fast in Jesus Christ. And so that's what Paul declared in 1 Corinthians 15:1, where he says, stand fast in the faith. And so our ability to be able to stand firm, to be able to maintain our position, to be able to stand our ground, is rooted and centered in Jesus Christ, because he paid the penalty for sin. And through him we are declared righteous, and we are made righteous through him and in him. And because of that, we are able to stand. People are falling, unable to stand firm, because they don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so they're not able to stand fast in the faith. But to stand fast in the faith, we must be sold out. We must put our faith in Jesus Christ. And so when trials and tribulations and hard times come, We need to be unwavering in our commitment to what God has promised us. Because he's a promise keeper. And because his promises are good, we are able to stand. And so the third thing I like to pull out from the text today is he says, be brave. Be brave. Be brave. Be brave, to act courageous, to be courageous. Be strong. So this leads me to believe that being brave is not something that we can do on our own. Someone has to give us the courage we need. In the first chapter of Joshua, you find that Moses died. The man who led the nation of Israel for two generations is now gone. And not only that, but the nation is now about to enter the promised land. And the promised land is inhibited by giants. But yet God commands Joshua to be strong. Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And so somebody needs to hear that tonight, that no matter what situation, no matter what circumstance that come your way, the Bible says that your God is with you wherever you go. And so the source of our courage, our bravery, is tied up in the presence of the Lord. And so we can be brave because God is with us. And so bravery is needed because there will be times when we face opposition. But no need to run and retreat. No need to worry. No need to fear, because our God is with us. So we can stand firm and be brave. And so the next thing is, Paul encourages the church of Corinth to be strong, and he's still speaking to us today. We as the people of God need to be strong. And so in this word, it's talking about power or ability. Be strong. And so our strength is insufficient. In our strength, we're not able to do what needs to be done. We need to get our strength from an outside source that will enable us to be faithful, that would enable us to be strong, that will enable us to keep going and to keep serving, to keep standing, to press on when times get tough, to press on when times get hard. And so Paul in Ephesians, right before he talks about putting on the whole armor of God, he exhorts the Ephesians to be strong, not in their strength, not in their might. He tells them to be strong in the Lord. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We are only strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and that's where our strength comes from. It doesn't come from us lifting weights and running 4 or 5 miles a day. Our strength is born out of the dependence and trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so if we are need strength, all we need to do is to turn to Jesus Christ, because the word says, when I am weak, then I am strong. It sounds like an oxymoron, but Jesus makes the difference. In him we find strength to carry on. In him we find strength to stand. In him we find strength to believe. To fight. To face opposition. Not in our own. Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, because our bodies get weak and get frail sometime, and sometimes we flat out just don't feel like standing. Sometimes after the world get through beating us up one side and down the other, we in our strength we have no stamina to fight, to endure. But those are the times when we need and we must turn to Christ to be strong. And the final thing I like to pull out from our text tonight is found right there in verse 14. Everything should be done in love. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
So after giving us a series of commandments and a series of things we ought to do to stay awake, he commands the church of Corinth to do everything with love. Even if the White House doesn't do nothing with love, we need to operate in love, because if we representatives of Christ.
Yes, Lord. Yes, sir.
His posted children, the Bible says God is love.
Yes, he is.
And so if we are to be his representatives here on earth, He said that's the greatest commandment. That's the sum of it all. We don't have to worry about following the Ten Commandments. If we follow the commandment of love your God and love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes, Lord.
That's what the world needs now is love. Not just sweet, but it needs the agape love, that Jesus kind of love.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Text says, do all things with love. All just simply means all. Every single thing we do must be with love. He didn't say not in love, but with love.
Mm-hmm.
Love is the motivation behind, should be the motivation behind our action and our words.
Yes, Lord, amen.
That's love, right, should motivate us in everything we say. And Romans 12:9 says, let love be without hypocrisy. Harbor what is evil. Cling to what is good. So love should be genuine, not fake and phony.
I know that's
and it
right.
should be part of our daily life. As we walk down the street, we should show love. As we work on our jobs, we should show love. As we shop in a grocery store, we should show love. Love should be in every fiber of our being.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one of the problems, like the Corinthian church, was that there was no love. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Today we're living in a world where there seem to be no love.
Help us, Jesus.
Everybody's out serving their selfish motives. Everybody looking out for the self. But people of God, we have to get back to where we are showing love. And so if we are to be able to watch, if we are going to be able to stand firm, if we are to be brave and to be strong, we must do all these things with love. We must be on guard. We must stay alert. We must be vigilant. And although we are to be brave, we need to still show love. Even though we have to be strong, we are to be gentle.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to remember that while we were yet sinners,
Jesus
died.
Yes,
died for us. Remember that we love him because he first
mm-hmm.
loved us.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Remember that it was love that drove Jesus down Dolorosa up to Calvary. Up on that old rugged cross, it was love.
Yes, Lord, love.
That stayed,
mm-hmm.
caused him to stay there all day Friday and all day Saturday night. But then early Sunday morning was that same love that caused him to get up. God raised him up with all power. And it was hand, and I don't know about you, but it was love that lifted me.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Else seemed to help.
Love.
It was love that lifted me. And so Tina Turner asked the question, what does love have to do with it?
Everything.
So I don't know about you, but I know love has everything to do with it.
Lord, yes, Lord.
Because love that keeps me is his love that holds me, is his love that preserves me. So if we're going to stay woke in this situation,
Yes, Lord. Help us, Lord.
In the troubling circumstances, if we are to stay woke, the only way we'll be able to stay woke is in the love of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
So keep your mind stayed on him. Don't get sidetracked, people of God, by what's going on in the world.
I know that's right.
Because they're doing only what they are supposed to do. That's what the prince of this world wants to do. He's a deceiver.
Yes, he is.
But we have a promise. And the only way we can forfeit destiny is if we give up and give in. So keep your mind stayed on Jesus, because in him we have our victory.
Yes, Lord.
And we know in the end we're going to win. God bless you.
That's right.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for tonight's message on tonight. I thank God for the listeners on tonight. We're going to close out in prayer. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we're worthy of you. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will move by your Spirit in the lives of your people all over the land, that we can continue to stand in love no matter what's going on around us in the world, no matter what we see, no matter what we hear, no matter what we feel. We know that you are in total control at all times. You have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word that lets us know that there is spiritual wickedness even in high places, and we are seeing it now today. We know that you are in control no matter what it looks like. We ask that you will continue to touch your people, continue to strengthen us, that we can always stand on your word, knowing that your word is true. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward all of us, because we know that we are not worthy of it. We don't deserve it. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you for the blood that was shed on the cross for our sins, that we can be redeemed back to you. So now, Lord, we just bless your name on tonight once again, because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that you are not like man. You don't slumber nor sleep. Your eyes are in every place. So we know that you are in total control. So that's why we love you on tonight. We bless your name because we know that we can look unto the hills from which cometh our help. We know that all of our help comes from you and you alone. So now, Lord, we just ask that you will continue to bless your people. Strengthen us as we go forward and moving in our God purpose in the earth individually and then as a corporate body of believers in Jesus Christ, that you will be glorified through us all is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. That's our message for tonight. That's the program for tonight. I pray that someone was blessed by the word on tonight. Be strengthened in the Lord, knowing that all of our help comes from the Lord. Until the next time, be blessed of the Lord. Know that this coming Saturday night at 6:30 p.m., clinically speaking with host Sierra Renee, a woman of God, a psychologist, her show is titled Clinically Speaking from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then at 8 p.m., we have Deacon Marvin Cox. He will be bringing forth another inspirational poem and delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night at 8 p.m. Until then, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Good night.